had to be you.
John, as I understand it, have you not been to the Amex before to commentate? Is that right?
Well, I was there on the day the stadium opened against Spurs, but no, I wasn't commentating that day. I just came down to enjoy the opening ceremony and so on, but I'm looking forward to it very much. Got a few connections with Brighton that go right back, of course, to the Goldstone Ground. And it's the first time, obviously, that I've had the chance to commentate on Brighton in the Premier League. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. Thank you.
What are you made of the whole story, really, involving the Seagulls? You talk about the Goldstone, an amazing atmosphere, and now they've got another one, but plenty happened in the middle, didn't it?
It certainly did. The two-year spell at Gillingham and the 11 years, I think it was, at Withdean, where I went myself to see Brighton play. Great compliment, really, to Dick Knight for keeping the club going in those bad times. And, of course, what can I say that hasn't already been said about Tony Bloom and his family? Great investment, especially in the stadium. And I went to see Brighton play at Watford 2 weeks ago, and I lost count of the number of people called Bloom that I was introduced to, because Tony was in the crowd that
yes,
day.
Yes, he was, yes.
But up in the boardroom, I think I met certainly his mother. I think his father's still around, isn't he? And a couple of uncles and a brother, and
yes.
Goodness me, I was surrounded by them. So I think it's fair to say Brighton are a family club.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any fond memories of any particular moments that stand out with the Albion over your broadcasting career?
One in particular, and you'll see it on Football Focus tomorrow morning on BBC One. My father was a vicar, or Methodist minister to be exact, in the Brighton area in the Goldstone Ground days, and he had a season ticket. And I was commentating one day at Brighton, and lo and behold, the producer put a picture of my dad up on the screen as he walked into his seat with his dog collar on at half time.
Oh,
and I was a bit stumped for anything to say, so I said, well, for anybody who doesn't know, that gentleman is the father of the commentator.
Brilliant, brilliant. And what about this season? I mean, obviously, it's going to be a challenge for them. Chris Hughton, though, someone you respect. I mean, can he lead them to survival in the Premier League?
Well, I knew Chris as a player at Tottenham. I knew him as a manager at Newcastle and Norwich. I've known him a long time, spoken to him a couple of times this week. Level-headed, very much into the modern management skills of the technology and everything. Very detailed and very approachable. And I think Chris will make his mark again now in the Premier League. I always thought he had that potential when he was a player and then a coach. And I think he'll, as I said, he is very calm, and I don't think he'll panic if things don't always go Brighton's way. But I think with a little bit of perhaps half a season of experience in the Premier League, and then perhaps the chairman will decide whether they need to buy another player in the January window. I feel a bit for Chris, actually, because I know he was after two or three strikers and he didn't get any of them in the window.
Yeah.
That's been widely reported. But I'm looking forward to seeing one or two of the Brighton players in the top flight. Knockhart in particular, I think, will make an impact. Solly March. And of course, Proper, the midfield
yes,
player
yeah.
who they've signed. I liked him when I saw him at Watford. So I think they've got with all that, with the crowd behind them and that fantastic catchment area, I think they've got every reason to be optimistic.
Oh, well, I hope you bring them some luck and bring them their first Premier
Thank
League
you.
Goal, John, that's for sure. Just finally, a lot of our listeners will obviously be, you know, very sad to hear that you're calling time on you're commentating for the BBC.
Yes.
But was it a really difficult decision to make?
No, not really. I've had 50 great years at the BBC. I feel as though I've reached a point where I can hopefully leave with a little bit of dignity. I shall enjoy my last season. I'm very pleased that Brighton will be part of it because I used to live down there as
yes.
well at one time. But no, it's been great. And I'll have to, funnily enough, I'm just about to get a train to Brighton, so I'll have to leave you.
All right then, John. We appreciate it. And
all
we'll
right,
see you
mate.
Tomorrow.
No worries, sir. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Monty. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Thank you.